Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
Killed, 31 wounded in a massacre at Fort Hood. We have the name of the shooter, Malik Nadal Hassan. We're going to give you all the details here on the Savage Nation that you cannot get anywhere else. It's being covered up across the media landscape. U.S. Army Major Malik Nadal Hassan identified as primary shooter at Fort Hood. Is the fact that he's allegedly a Muslim convert important? I will let America decide, not the government. The government is worthless. I will not let the media decide. They're worthless. I will let America decide on this program. And now a moment of silence for the fallen to this vermin. Ladies and gentlemen, we are covering a new tragedy, a new twist, which is an assassination, really a massacre at Fort Hood, by the lowest of the low, a coward who pulls out a gun and shoots indiscriminately at unarmed individuals. This occurred, as you well know, in the last hour and a half at Fort Hood, which is unto itself a place that is filled with emotional carnage. It's the largest military base in America. It has lost more soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan than any other military base in the country. And after 8 years of constant deployments, everyone understands that the men at Fort Hood have a very high level of stress, even before last night's, and that is today's, shootings. The fact of the matter is, if you've been to Fort Hood, you know what it is. It is nothing but sort of an ugly conglomeration of tasteless restaurants, motels, shopping malls, low-rent housing, pawn shops, loan sharks, and a sense of transience. The strains of war are obvious everywhere. The 1st Cav and the 4th Infantry Divisions have already lost 685 men and women, ladies and gentlemen, because of the constant abuse by these two administrations. But the fact of the matter is, today brings it to a new level. This is a brand new level. The fact of the matter is, although it is estimated that about 15 to 30% of returning soldiers had psychological problems they call a post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injuries, the alleged shooter today, Malik Nadal Hassan, had not been to Iraq or Afghanistan. He was reportedly scheduled to deploy to Iraq or Afghanistan and apparently was unhappy about it. Again, the suspected gunman in the Fort Hood shooting has been identified. You will not read it in your local newspaper because his name is not John Smith. He is not blonde hair and blue-eyed. His name is Major Malik Nadal Hassan. The question to you is the fact that he's a Muslim convert important, yes or no? Let's cover that story. The fact of the matter is, it's a very important question, and I'm not going to bury it for political correctness reasons or for any other. Because if we don't wake up before it's too late, and for these men it's obviously too late already, if you don't wake up, you'll be next! We've been trying to warn you. We've been trying to warn you that there are cells across America. Now, of course, right away the FBI assured us that there was no terrorism involved. There's no question in my mind that they will not label this a terrorist incident because it was not conducted by Timothy McVeigh. It can only be a terrorist incident if it's Timothy McVeigh or someone who looks like he belongs to a white militia. But the fact of the matter is, if it looks like terrorism, if it walks like terrorism, If it acts like terrorism, and if there are dead people, well, then it is terrorism. The most embarrassing thing to have occurred today since this happened was the inept performance by our president, Commander-in-Chief Barack Hussein Obama. When he went on the air about an hour ago, he was at some event with Indians talking about health care, and everyone in the country was waiting for him to say something about the shootings at Fort Hood. And our president looked more and more like an inept dolt. He looked just like Bush did after 9/11. Remember, Bush was ridiculed for sitting in the children's chair until someone said, "Mr. President, planes have gone into the towers." Well, there was Barack Hussein Obama looking like Alfred E. Newman, going on and on, thanking everybody for the meeting at the Indian reservation, pushing his health care reform. And then he goes on again at the end of it, like an add-on, about what went on at Fort Hood without even knowing how many people were killed. You knew more from reading the websites than the president knew. All they want to do, all they're hard focused on, is turning this country into a socialist nightmare. But let's not go there today. Let's go here today. Let us go here today. Let's go to Fort Hood. I have a question for you. Have you heard anywhere that the shooter has been identified, the primary shooter, by the way? We still don't know who the other two shooters are. We haven't heard their names yet. But the suspected gunman in the Fort Hood shooting has been identified as Major Malik Nadal Hassan. He was killed, and two other suspects have been apprehended. They're unnamed thus far. There are unconfirmed reports that Major Hassan was a convert to Islam and originally from Virginia. According to BusinessInsider.com, he was reportedly scheduled to deploy to either Iraq or Afghanistan and was unhappy about it. So I don't want to hear about post-traumatic stress disorder from the liberals. They're going to tell you it's post-traumatic stress disorder. So far as we know, he never went over there. Let's go to the callers. 1-800-449-8255. By the way, I'm searching as hard as we can for more information. I turned the news on as I rushed into the radio station. There were no reports. They were reading scripts given to them this morning. I searched the television dials. I could hardly find anything about the shooting other than the generalities and about health care reform and global warming and this and that. But I couldn't find out who did it. All I wanted to know was who did the shooting. That's all I wanted to know. The first question in my mind is who did it. I must tell you, the minute I heard there was a massacre, all that was on my mind was who did it. That's all that was on my mind. Is that all that's on your mind? Or is there something wrong with me? Let me ask you liberals something. What was the first question on your mind when you heard there was a shooting at the base? What was the first question on your mind? Tell me what was the first question. I'd like to hear how liberals think. I'd like to know how diseased minds operate. Tell me what you first thought when you heard there was a shooting. Did you feel good? If your feeling was, hey, that's great, you're a sick person who belongs in a mental hospital. So I don't expect to hear from you. No doubt you're already working for the Department of Education. But let's say that you're not that sick, you're just a liberal. What was the first thought that went through your mind when you heard there was a massacre at Fort Hood? Please call the show and tell me. That's what I'd like to know. Tucson, Arizona, Eric, go ahead. What was on your mind today?
Michael, this incident is concrete proof that the executive branch has a conspiracy to undermine the military. When Janet Napolitano issued the statement saying to be warned of U.S. soldiers committing crimes, it's because they know there are people in the military capable of conducting things like this from the Islamic background. They just wanted something to say, I told you so, because they know it's going to happen and they know it's going to happen again.
And well, I don't think that's what she implied, but I don't know what she was thinking. I do know this. It's very strange, and of course, we're not saying there's any connection. It's absolutely impossible to be a connection. But the very day there's a Major League Tea Party protest in Washington, D.C. against Obamacare, the very same day Americans have had enough of this push towards Leninism, this happens. You understand this? Sacramento, Keith, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Dr. Dissident, I've waited so long to talk to you, man. This has been one of the hardest days of my life. I went to work all day long. I'm a welder. I build America. I built America today to get into my truck and hear on your show about fellow GIs getting killed. You know, what is going on around me, Savage? I'm a hardworking, simple American, and all I want to do is take care of my family and take care of my fellow Americans. And here I am. It's We need you, Savage. We really need you at times like
this. All right, you don't have to say any more, Keith. You better get off the line. I hear you. That's all I can say. There's nothing to be said to that call. It said it all. Yep, I need me too. Only sometimes I don't know where I am. I need me too. Only sometimes I don't know where I am. Again, we are talking about the massacre at Fort Hood. The massacre at Fort Hood, where one of the shooters has been identified as Major Malik Nadal Hassan, who was killed. The two other suspects have been apprehended and not named. According to Army spokesmen, there are unconfirmed reports that Major Hassan was a convert to Islam. Is the fact that he's a convert to Islam of any relevance at all? I'll be right back. Well, here it is. Here it is. It's come home to roost. Multiculturalism is at work again. Multiculturalism is at work again. The sealing of your lips, the sealing of your eyes, the sealing of your ears, the sealing of your brain. Three cowardly assassins, themselves soldiers, went into a theater where men were unarmed and opened fire at Fort Hood in Texas, killing at least 12, wounding at least 31. And the suspected gunman in the Fort Hood shooting has been identified as U.S. Army Major Malik Nadal Hassan. Now, there are unconfirmed reports from the BusinessInsider.com that Major Hassan was a convert to Islam and originally from Virginia. They're reporting that he was scheduled to deploy to either Iraq or Afghanistan, and he was unhappy about it. Santa Maria, California. Shauna, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hi, Mike. I was thinking the same thing you were thinking the second I heard about it on the news, that it had to be somebody that was Islamic because you couldn't get a name. You didn't hear anything about who it was, and it was just...
Well, no, it wasn't a Timothy McVeigh. I mean, if it was a blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Wolf Blitzer would have had his mother on the show. They would have been outside his mother's house.
Yeah. Well, my husband was just deployed, and he missed the birth of our son, and he didn't go around shooting anybody, so...
Oh, that's sad. Is your husband with you now, Shauna?
Yeah, he just got home 2 months ago and just met his son.
Oh, thank God. How old is your baby?
He's 7 months old.
Well, hold on to him tight today. Steve, New York City, WOR, go ahead, please.
Mike, people have to understand, and the threat, it's the variable equivalent of the big lie. The threat is Islam. People need to understand that. It's hard to say.
Oh, we can't rush to conclusions, Steve. That would be racist and racial profiling.
Mike, any student of Orthodox Islam understands what's going on, and I don't make a distinction between...
Steve, you can't be so cruel as to suggest that there are Muslims in America who hate our way of life. You shouldn't be doing that, Steve. That might invite a Homeland Security investigation.
My response to that is, what self-respecting U.S. citizen, especially a woman, would want to live in any of the moderate Muslim countries? It would be hell. Thank you. And to the families of the fallen soldiers, our prayers are with you.
By the way, at the half-hour mark today, we have Representative or Congressman Carter, whose district this tragedy occurred. He was at a theater right there as it happened. We're going to get, in other words, an eyewitness account. As he was coming out or going into the theater, a soldier ran by full of blood. We'll find out what he has to say. Houston, Texas. Jeff, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, thank you for the time. And I just got to say, nobody I've listened to since this happened has put these things together like you have. And I'm just getting absolutely just livid and tired of listening to the other shows. And I admit I listen to the other shows just to hear the lie that we're being fed, even as they explain that they are conservatives. It is absolutely...
Well, I don't have to put anyone else down. They didn't do the shooting today, Jeff. I mean, the shooting was not done by the other talk show host. Okay, so the issue is, why is the media hiding the fact that the major's name is Malik Nadal Hassan? What are they hiding it for? Is that relevant or isn't it? They're saying, well, why should you even talk about it? What if his name was Joe Smith? We'd still be talking about it. And that's the issue. What if the shooter had turned out to be, what if it was a cell of white guys, which it wasn't, white Christian conservatives who were fed up with the government and tried to take over the military base? Would it be relevant to talk about their racial background, their ethnic background, their philosophical background? I think it would be.
It's all about the
Well, and so, likewise, it is rational for a man to say, who did the shooting? What might his motivation have been? Who else did the shooting? What else are you going to ask yourself? What do you want me to do? Talk about getting balloons and flowers and teddy bears and you should go put it down in a memorial in the gutter? I mean, what kind of country are we become? A bunch of morons. You believe everything this government feeds you? All we've been hearing about, those of us who study the news day in and day out, as I do for a living, is that Islamic converts in the prisons are a growing threat to America. That imams in the prisons are converting prisoners to a radical form of Islam. And they're going back out into the streets. Well, now you have to ask yourself about the military. You have to say to yourself, how many Islamic converts in the military are there, number one? Should they be watched more carefully than others? You say it can't be done because of the laws that have been passed ever since Bill Clinton with racial profiling and religious profiling. And there, my friends, is the rub. There, my friends, is the Achilles heel. There, my friends, is the death of America. There, my friends, is the death of intelligence. There, my friends, is the death of survival. There, my friends, is the death of everything you believed in because you have been turned into a gelding. You have been turned into a gelding. You've had your brains cut out from you. Then take a look at the people in Congress today. In the middle of pushing socialized medicine, a health care reform bill that nobody wants except the special interests and the grifters, including the illegal aliens, they have a moment of silence in Congress for the fallen soldiers. I would rather have seen a moment of anger. Instead of a moment of silence from those wonderful representatives we have, I'd like to have heard someone give up a speech on the floor of Congress. That we're not going to let this go. We're going to find out how many others may be in this cell. We're going to investigate this. Not one congressman.
Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about the massacre at Fort Hood, where at least 12 people were massacred and at least 30 were injured. The suspected gunman is U.S. Army Major Malik Nadal Hassan. There are unconfirmed reports that Major Hassan was a convert to Islam. We'll be going to Representative John Carter in a moment. This just came into the Savage Nation. The Fort Hood shooting suspect, Major Hassan, is apparently a health professional, possibly an Army psychologist or psychiatrist. Officials say it was not clear what Hassan's religion was, but investigators are trying to determine if Hassan was his birth name or if he may have changed his name and converted to the Islamic faith at some point. We'll give you updates as they come. And let's go to Congressman John Carter, who was there when it happened. Congressman, thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation. You were right nearby, were you not?
Thank you. No, I had one of my personnel within hearing of the gunfire. He was on his way to His name is Greg Shanup. He's a former chaplain, chief of chaplains at Fort Hood. He retired and went to work for me. He was going to a graduation ceremony when the gunfire broke out. He actually talked to and assisted a wounded soldier who ran up to warn him that shooting was going on. And then Greg discovered the soldier had been wounded. So he actually saw and visited with a wounded and helped a wounded soldier. Then they put him inside of a building. And as far as I know, he's still inside that building because I haven't heard anything from him. Trying to get
Congressman, we understand that one of the shooters was killed, Malik Nadal Hassan, but that there were two others in custody. Do you know anything about their identities?
I do not, and I just received a communication from Fort Hood that the two that were in custody were released, that they were not, they had been identified by someone, and it turned out that it didn't work out. They were looking for another person. And then, like, almost 5 seconds later, we got a word they had caught that other person. So I assume they're questioning that person, too. But I have been informed, at least, that they released the two they had in custody. And that
I
came
see.
From,
so as of right now, we are to believe, then, that there was a single man involved or there was one other man involved?
One other man involved. I think we've got a lot of unanswered questions, Dr. Savage. I really do. I think we need to be concerned about what we're going to learn through the night and tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no question about it. But, you know, people are asking, the first thing that enters their mind is, who would do a thing like this? And why would he do a thing like this?
Yeah, I just don't know the answer. I think everybody's reaction to start off with was that it might have been a soldier who just had too much and cracked. But it didn't turn out to be that. This is clearly doesn't seem to be that. This seemed to be a deliberate attack. And we're now learning from Scott and White Hospital that there are several civilians that are among the wounded. I cannot tell you how many, but there are. It is being reported that civilians
I'm interested in what you just said. You said that it was not a guy who cracked, because what I've read is that he had not been to Afghanistan or Iraq. He was scheduled to deploy, but he had never gone there, so we can't say it's post-traumatic stress disorder if he had never been over there. So that leads you to the statement that it was a designated, desirable end that he was seeking. He wanted to kill people. Why was the FBI so quick to say it was not terrorism is what's going through my mind.
I've talked to someone who's dealt with the FBI in the past, and they said they're gonna say things like that, period, until this thing works its way out. It's their way of calming the waters now.
I understand. I'd like to calm the waters too, but I mean, you can make the waters so calm that people can drown to death. I mean, you don't want to put people to sleep. I mean, I'm not trying to pick a fight with you, Congressman, but this is very worrisome. If it looks as though it's an act of terrorism from a cell, a sleeper cell inside the military, I mean, we should know about it, all of us.
That's a horrible thought, and you know what? It's certainly not out of the realm of possibility.
And I'll let it go at that, and I don't want to press you on that. But, Congressman, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I'm going to try to fly out of here early tomorrow morning and go to Fort Hood and then be back in time for this health care vote. But if I learn something more, we'll try to get in touch with you.
Well, thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it. I do.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Well, there we are. There we are. So we the people are not supposed to use our own heads. We're supposed to rely upon officials. We're not supposed to think for ourselves. We're supposed to tune into, the Yankees. Well, wait a minute. What's going on in the baseball world? Yes, the little people should be concerned about baseball and getting vaccinations. And by the way, speaking of vaccinations, where are they? Now, I remember that when George Bush was blamed for an act of God when Katrina came and hit the levees in New Orleans, the libs wouldn't stop blaming him for an act of God. They didn't let it go. He did it specifically to hurt minorities. Now we have Barack Hussein Obama, the perfect man, the anointed one, the prince of all. And the man can't even produce enough vaccine through his health departments, through his workers. There's not enough to go around. Why is that? This, to me, is a national travesty. It's a travesty. And he's getting a pass on it. Now, you know that if McCain were in office and there was only enough for 12% of the population, they'd be screaming Republicans are incompetent. It's Katrina, too. Jesse Jackson would be on his broomstick along with Al Sharpton trying to agitate the people into some kind of situation down there, in my opinion. But now, of course, we the people sit here and just swallow it. Bakersfield, Gene, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael. You asked the question, is it relevant that this person is, this major, is a convert to Islam? And I think it's extremely relevant. I'm a retired Marine and a prison chaplain, and I had a man who was born in Iran and was Islam all of his life. He's in his midlife now, and he came to my services for about 9 months and converted to Christianity. And after his conversion, I asked him, I said, is it true that the Quran teaches that you are to proselytize and try to convert people to Islam, and if they fail to convert, that means they're the infidel and you are to kill them? And he said, that's exactly what it teaches. And so I think our country is very naive to think that this doesn't have relevance.
Well, my friend, the retired Marine and current chaplain in a prison, I'll let it go at that. You said exactly what needs to be said. 1-800-449-8255. And by the way, there's a caller from Chicago who has a very interesting point that the police, it was the local police who came in and killed the shooter. Incidentally, it was a SWAT team, and one of the SWAT members got killed. It was not the military police who stopped this carnage. That's interesting. The men were unarmed, by the way. Why were the soldiers unarmed? I have a question for the audience listening to the show right now across America. Do you believe this was a terror attack, yes or no? Do you believe this was a sleeper cell inside the military, yes or no, and why? New York City, WOR, Tony, go ahead, please.
Hey, Michael, it absolutely was a terrorist attack. And what's incredibly frustrating is I happened to be off today. I was watching it unfold on the news, and they just will not acknowledge at this point that this is what it is. There's this fear. And they interviewed Senator Hutchison, and one of the correspondents said, is it possible that this is terrorism? And her exact quote, as I watched it, was, that's way too speculative. And it just made me sick.
Well, she's worthless. She's another Arlen Specter rhino, absolutely useless in my opinion. I don't know which politician will actually speak the truth today with regard to any subject, let alone this subject. So I wouldn't have expected anything more from Hutchison. But she is not the issue. The issue is the American media. The issue is what you, the American people, think. Because as far as I'm concerned, I could care less what the officials say. I could care even less what the media says. I only care what the American people think. That's why I am in talk radio. It's our country. It is not owned by the media. It's not owned by the government. It's owned by the people. Never forget that. And I'm going to tell you something else. Here's something that you remember from the 70s if you're around. When the leaders refuse to lead, the people must lead the leaders. And you better start leading these psychos in Congress. Here you have a moron, a nutcase, a psychopath in Congress who didn't get it. You got a Republican winning in Virginia by a landslide, a Republican winning by a landslide in New Jersey, and she says the next day, the official talking point from Psycho Babbleville is we won because of a district in upstate New York. We won, and the American people want Obamacare. Have you ever seen anything like this? In the very same day, a radical group of senators passes a global warming bill in committee. The very same day, the radicals on the Judiciary Committee take out an essential tool of the Patriot Act that would have permitted this government to continue to run surveillance on non-citizens. Do you understand what's going on here? Do you understand that liberalism is a mental disorder? Do you understand that we're all in danger because of it? Do you understand these men are dead because of liberalism? I'll tell you like I see it. And I don't care who doesn't like it. These men are dead because of liberalism. Because if we had lived in your father's time, I can guarantee you as I stand here that Major Malik Nadal Hassan would not have been able to blow these people away. That's all I'm going to say right now. And I'm going to take a break before I say something I really regret.
Savage.
There are many things that have been said and need to be said and will be said about the massacre at Fort Hood. And since this is so fresh, some things will be said on this show by myself or others that may prove to be wrong. Some things will be said that may prove to be right. And some things may be said that make no sense at all. Nevertheless, this is a free society. It is a democracy, and we have a right to speak amongst ourselves. And I'm not waiting for a government official to tell me anything, because the first statement I heard was, it's definitely not terrorism. Well, if the fact that the shooter has been identified as U.S. Army Major Malik Nadal Hassan, and according to BusinessInsider.com, there are unconfirmed reports that Major Hassan was a convert to Islam, is that not relevant? I think it is. Is the fact that he was allegedly an army psychologist or psychiatrist relevant or not? Is his religion relevant or not? Well, if you are a homicide detective and there has been a murder or a string of murders or a group of murders, the first thing you do is you cordon off the scene, collect evidence, and ask yourself, what might the motivation been for the alleged perpetrator? You don't rule out an alleged motivation. A motivation, do you? Has it become illegal to investigate a motivation? I don't think so. So far as I know, you can still look into the motivation of a shooter, particularly something as cowardly as this, which is, after all, if the man had gone to Afghanistan and turned coats and put on a headscarf, for example, and started fighting alongside the Taliban, and he was a member of Al-Qaeda or whoever the men are fighting over there, well, then you could say, well, at least he converted and went over and fought over there, and he died in battle for what he believed in. It doesn't mean you accept that that was the right thing to do, but at least he would have died not a coward. This man died a coward. He died a coward. He took guns loaded to the rafters, handguns, and went around shooting people one after the other. The military people who were shot apparently had no weapons with them. They were unarmed. The police, the local police, SWAT team had to come in and stop him. There was not even an MP in sight. I don't know why. I don't understand that part of it. I don't understand it. Normally, I don't know much about it, but why wouldn't there have been an MP there, an armed MP, standing at the door? Who? Where was the MP? I'd like to know. There's a lot of questions that we'd like to know about on the show. But the most pregnant question is the fact that he's a Muslim convert important or not? Is the issue of conversion to Islam in the military something we should be concerned about? Now, the other day, five British soldiers were shot in the back and killed on a rooftop in Afghanistan by an Afghani policeman who was allegedly fighting alongside them. And the only reason that happened, and never would have happened to their fathers in the British military, is because these young British boys have been brainwashed by multicultural garbage into A, never doubt someone of the local population, don't even second guess his motivation, treat him like one of you, he's one of you, don't even think about it or you might be called up on racism charges, and so they're dead. And so I think it's very relevant for those of us who choose life rather than death to not be led into the gas chambers of stupidity with this liberalism, which is a mental disorder. Because I will tell you again, it's liberalism that killed these men. It is liberalism from top to bottom that has killed these men. The same psychos who are in Congress right now pushing forward a health bill that most Americans oppose. The very same psychopaths in the government who are pushing a global warming bill when most scientists who are not in on the take say there is no man-induced global warming, number one, and we can't control it, number two. And yet these psychos keep pushing these bills and keep pushing us around like we're idiots, like we're not capable of thought. The biggest embarrassment today was Barack Hussein Obama. We all waited for him to say something to show leadership. I will never forget what I saw today. He was speaking amongst Native American leaders about health care. The whole media turns on to Obama and says he's going to make comments about Fort Hood. And here's what he says in clip 23. Listen to this.
Please, everybody, have a seat. Let me, first of all, just thank Ken and the entire Department of the Interior staff for organizing just an extraordinary conference. I want to thank my cabinet members and senior administration officials who participated today. I hear that Dr. Joe Medicine Crow was around, and so I want to give a shout-out to that Congressional Medal of Honor winner. Good to see you.
I was sitting there waiting for one word about Fort Hood. Listen. Listen to this. Listen.
My understanding is that you had an extremely productive conference. I want
Can you
to
believe
thank
this?
All of you for coming and for your efforts. And I want to give you my solemn guarantee that this is not the end of a process, but a beginning of a process, and that we are going to follow up.
You know, the president owes an apology to every member of a family who lost someone today.
We are going to follow up.
I think I've made my point. The nation was watching, the world was watching, and the man did not go off his script. He did not go off his teleprompter. He did not say one word about the Fort Hood massacre until 1 minute and 39 seconds into his introductory remarks. Actually, it was approximately 2 minutes and 10 seconds into his remarks. Is he disconnected from reality? I don't know. How would you describe this? How would you describe the president's lack of involvement, his disconnect from reality? I would say it's typical. Bush did the same thing after 9/11. Remember what he did? He's sitting in a little school chair. An aide comes over and whispers in his ear, and he looks like a deer in headlights, stunned, and goes on, sits in the chair. Dad, and pick him up by the arms and wheel him out and fly him away from the school in Texas, if you remember. Well, we heard about that for 6 years, about how disconnected Bush was. Katrina, they blamed on Bush. A hurricane comes and sweeps away the levees. They blame white men and Bush that they went after minorities. You hear this rubbish they got away with for years? And now we don't have enough flu vaccine. We have a president disconnected from reality, pushing a health care bill that nobody wants except special interests. And we're supposed to sit here and say the king has a gold suit. It's my job to say to you, as an American, I was shocked today more than outraged. I was stunned, actually. I couldn't wait for the president to say something about the shooting. Instead, he went on and on about the Indian and the Department of the Interior. Like I didn't know what station I was on, what world he was in. You won't hear any of this tomorrow on the media, though. Instead, they'll pick up where he should have started by this. But what was the first question on your mind today when you heard about this massacre at Fort Hood? That's what I want to know. I want to know what the American people think. What was on your mind when you first heard about this massacre? First question in your mind. I don't care whether you're a lib, conservative, whatever. Because I want to see if you can still actually formulate a rational reaction to things. Or if your mind has been so brainwashed by the government that you couldn't even think correct thoughts. That maybe your first thoughts weren't mine. Maybe your first thoughts were something other than mine. First thoughts in my mind were, was this an act of terrorism? Was this a sleeper cell? Or was it a group of white guys who were trying to take over the military?
Savage.
Warning. The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
There's only so much that a nation can take. One shock to the system after another. A renegade, rogue Congress out of control, disconnected from the people. A renegade, rogue press, out of touch with the American people, and all we have left are the people. Today, of course, you know the story. Or do you? Do you know the story or don't you? Nidal Malik Hassan, a military officer, Major Malik Nidal Hassan, age 39, allegedly a psychiatrist, went on a killing spree and shot at least 13, killed 13, and wounded at least 31 today at Fort Hood. He was stopped eventually by a local police SWAT team, one of whose members was killed in the carnage. Many questions are being asked today on the Savage Nation and elsewhere. Number one, what is his motivation? Was this a sleeper cell? Is this terrorism? Have we an obligation to ask these questions when the government will not do it for us? They're going to spin this. All the government is doing, as I speak to you right now, is going to cover up the fact that he may be a Muslim convert. That's all you're going to hear tonight and tomorrow. It's all you're going to hear. It has no meaning. It has no bearing. It wasn't a sleeper cell. It was one man. He was under stress. They're going to tell you he was depressed from what he had seen, that all the men coming back was so hurt, he tried to do it, didn't know what he was doing. It was not a cell, and the other man, they don't know who it is. He disappeared. Like Jack Ruby already disappeared into the inn. They're going to cover the whole thing up, whatever it was. That's all I can tell you. That's my opinion. I don't care whether you like my opinion or not. You're going to get my opinion, whether you like it or not. We live in America where there's a free country. That is until Hussein took over. We were living in a free country until he took over and started to put in diversity chiefs who didn't like talk radio. Diversity chiefs. Oh, Sieg Heil! Diversity is here. Sieg Heil, the diversity chief, doesn't like anyone talking against the president. Sounds awfully like Germany, 1930s, current country in South America, another country in the Caribbean, another country in the Soviet Union, ex-Soviet Union. Sieg Heil, they don't like what we have to say about the leader. That's our job, schmuck. Our job is to say, wait a minute, the leader has no clothes when he has no clothes. We're not supposed to sit here and kiss his behind like you do. You're paid to kiss his behind. We're paid to make sure he doesn't turn us all into serfs. That's our job. Now let's get down to brass tacks. Who is the shooter? Is the fact that he's a Muslim convert, according to the early reports, important or not? Why did he do it? Was this a post-traumatic stress disorder? I don't know. They say he had not been to Iraq. He was only upset about going to Iraq. The weapons that were used were handguns. And yet 31 wounded, 12 or 13 killed. Let's see, two handguns, a couple of clips. Why was he not stopped? Well, one of the people killed that we know of was a policeman at the door. And what's interesting about this, and actually quite surprising, is that the military policeman was not actually a military policeman. He was a contractor. Now, I have a question for you. When did the military start hiring outside contractors to be military policemen, and why? Well, I think it happened about the same time that the corrupt Republicans were hiring outside companies connected to Dick Cheney, allegedly, to cook the meals for our troops. And apparently it's $16 a plate. What, you mean there are no cooks in the Army anymore? What the heck do they all do? I had guys call me from Iraq 10 years ago and say, do you understand that each tray is $12 billed to the taxpayer? And if you go back for seconds, they get billed another $12? I said, wait a minute, you're not making this up. They said, no, we have military contractors, meaning private firms, providing us with meals, providing us with medical care. Don't you understand that this is all the military-industrial complex at work? But that's a second story here. This was all introduced under George Bush, which is why he was thrown out on his keister, because people were fed up with the corruption. They know it. People aren't stupid. So they put in this guy, this BS artist, who said he's going to, you know, the new day, transparency, everything's going to be different. And you wake up and the same thing is, it's not only different, it's worse. The people go almost on a riot saying we don't want socialized medicine. We're kind of happy with the medical care system we have. And he calls them Nazis. Nancy Pelosi says they're crazy, they're Nazis, they're fascists. You hear? It's unbelievable to me that this woman, this out-of-control wretch called Nancy Lugosi. Why do I call her Nancy Lugosi? Because it reminds me of Bela Lugosi in a horror movie. Every day it's like another horror show. But let's get back to this. You want to hear another shock to your system? The Senate Democrat Leninist Party today blocked a U.S. citizenship question from the census, meaning there was a question that said, are you a U.S. citizen, that the communists called Democrats, because make no mistake about it, the Democrat Party today is the Communist Party USA. The official platform of CPUSA and the Democrats is almost the same. The CPUSA, Communist Party USA, and the Democrats are almost identical. I don't care what they say on MSNBC. Those deviants and perverts don't matter to me. Why shouldn't you ask someone who you're including in a U.S. census if you're a citizen? The answer is because they want to include as many non-citizens as possible so they can steal your country from you. The same way they're flooding the military and the police and every other institution with people who might shoot you in the back. And I'll stop right there. I'll stop right there. You know what's going on. You know what's going on. You knew in your heart who this was. You knew it in your heart who this was. You knew it. You knew it and I knew it. You knew it and I knew it. You knew it and I knew it. But you couldn't even say it, could you? You weren't allowed to even think it. In fact, you could be arrested for thinking it before it happened. New York City, WOR Roger, what was the first thought that entered your mind before the identity of the shooter was made known? Roger, go ahead, please.
Islamic immediately, or I thought it was a, and then second to that, I thought it was a military coup.
Interesting. My first thought was not Islam. My first thought was because Obamacare is in trouble. I'm telling you how my, where my mind went, that this is going to turn out to be some kind of militia inside the military, an attempt to take over the military, military coup by, you know, Christian, you know what I'm saying, and then we're going to use that as a, as an opportunity to seize our weapons, etc. I mean, my mind did go there, I'll tell you right now. That was my worst fear. But I usually stop my worst fears when I think of what General Patton wrote, which is never give counsel to your fears, and I cut that off. The next thought was, is he a Muslim? Was this a sleeper cell? Did he whack these guys because he did it for his religious beliefs? I mean, that went through my mind too, Roger.
I was half asleep. I live in Seward Park, right near Katz, not far from there, the Lower East Side. And I was half asleep. I fall while the news is on, and then it pops up. And then I see this, what's going on? And then I freak out. Islam, or 7 days in May. The film I think about all the time is going to happen. Inevitably, I feel like we're never going to have another president again. I feel like it's totally the end. And
Wait, what do you mean 7 days in May? What do you mean? That we've already had an infiltrator put into the White House? You're not saying that, are you?
Huh? Days in May when the military decide to take over.
So you feared a military coup?
A military coup, and they were stopped. I said, if they were white men, they could have been a military coup, and they were ordered to stop them immediately, and they got killed. Or the first thing was Islamic. They know there's Islamic in the military, in all the military, these cells. The government knows it. And then who shows up right after this whole thing? Howdy doody. I call the president howdy doody. He looks like a marionette with strings, you know?
Did you hear him go on for over 2 minutes about the health care bill when you're sitting there waiting for him to speak about the shooting and he's talking about the Indian reservation and the health care bill? He looked like Alfred E. Newman to me. The man did not have one word to say about the shooting until 2 minutes and 20 seconds into the speech. Did you hear that or not?
No, I didn't hear it all because I was half asleep, and he popped on because I went through the stations after I heard that on Channel 2 News, CBS, while I had it.
Well, here's a little news for you, a little more news about Madame Lugosi. She broke her pledge minutes ago to put the final health care bill online for 72 hours before the vote. How does she get away with this, Roger?
I don't know. I think there's clones of her. I mean, she's surreal. I think they, she looks like she's in a, there's a film or something about it.
All right, I understand. I hear you. This is enough already. I hear you. Go have a corned beef on club with some French fries and a lot of ketchup and call me after two aspirin. 1-800-449-8255. Well, the aspirin are good to cut down on the potential for the fat blocking the artery. Take some fish oil along with. Imagine if they had given out fish oil in Katz's in the 50s. Half the men who were in the potato fields would still be alive. Well, that's my dark sense of humor. What can I tell you? San Antonio, what can you tell me? Mason, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I'm active duty Marine Corps, and I wanted to point out that this is actually not the first time something like this has happened. When we kicked off the ground war in Iraq and major forces were staging in Kuwait, there was an Army soldier convert to Islam who ran into his battalion CP tent and detonated a grenade, and unfortunately, he survived and is now doing life in Leavenworth. And I also wanted to point it out.
Yes, I do remember that sad incident. Yes, that's right. He rolled a grenade while the men were sleeping. He killed about a dozen, didn't he?
That's correct. And I tell you, I'm stationed at Lackland Air Force Base, and on a daily basis, it's not unreasonable to see a Saudi, an Egyptian, or some other Middle Eastern exchange officer walking around free at will. And every day I see him, it makes me more and more nervous that one of these guys is going to get a wild.
Well, now, Mason, you should be investigated by the Muslim converted psychiatrist to see if you're paranoid. That could be why he's a psychiatrist, to make certain that men who are thinking like this are medicated properly so that they don't do anything.
Well, I hear you, and I tell, bring it on. Bring it on.
I don't know how much more this nation can take, because we know what's going on and we know what's happened. That's the fact of the reality. We know Pelosi's out of touch with reality. We know that Obama's incompetent. We know this. Everybody knows this. We know it's one giant lie after another. But, you know, a tragedy like this should bring the nation together. It shouldn't drive the nation apart. This party has driven a nation apart. They've almost caused a civil war in this country with their hyperbole, with their lies, with their arrogance, with their czars. And now we have this. Now we have this. Wait until you hear the spin tomorrow. Wait until you hear the spin tomorrow. What do you think the spin will be tomorrow? A Fort Hood shooter may have been Army psychiatrist. We know his name is Nidal Malik Hassan, not Malik Nidal. It's Nidal Malik, just in case you want to know, is the name that just came out. We're trying to follow this by the minute. There are statements that he is a Muslim convert. The Virginia State Medical Licensing Board lists a Nidal Malik Hassan as a psychiatrist for the Army Medical Corps, with his primary practice at Darnall Army Medical Center at Fort Hood. According to the records, Hassan completed a residency in psychiatry at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. in 07, an additional training in disaster and preventive psychiatry at Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences, F. Edward Herbert School of Medicine in Bethesda, Maryland, whatever all of that means. And so there it is. Here's the man who is dead. Here is the man who allegedly was one of the two shooters. We heard from a congressman in the last hour that the two who were arrested immediately thereafter have been released. But there is another person who was arrested who has not been released. One of those dead was a civilian police officer working at the base as a contractor. Why a contractor? Why not an MP? I'll be right back. Nation. I've got a caller up right now who went on to this shooter's Facebook page before it was removed, which has been taken down, and he's got some new information for us that I haven't heard anywhere else. I turned on the shameful Shepard Smith, the Schlepp Smith, who has the nerve on a day like this to have an alleged cousin of the killer who's saying the reason he did it was he was picked on because he was a Muslim. Shepard Smith has long been someone who's turned my stomach. But I got news for you. This man is a shame, a disgrace to himself, to let a man go up there and say that the shooter should, we should have sympathy for the shooter. Shame on you, Schlepp Smith. You're a loser. You're the lowest of the low, Smith. San Francisco, Mark, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. You went on the Facebook page for the shooter. What'd you find?
Well, I found some interesting stuff. And like I said, I'm just speculating, but it did say he was a member of some, to me anyways, extreme-sounding Muslim groups. And it's just disturbing, Dr. Savage. And
Hold on now. What Muslim groups was he a member of? What Muslim groups do you say disturbed you?
One of them was I'm Sorry Allah, which is very interesting.
It's called I'm Sorry Allah?
Yes. Now, it looks like it's a Facebook group of some sort. I'm not sure.
Well, yeah. Maybe Department of Homeland Security might look into that and see who's on that particular sub-site. That's interesting. Maybe you're doing the job that they should be doing up there, the doofuses. What else was on there?
Be investigating us. Some other things in some Arabic language that I couldn't obviously decipher.
Well, I'm sure it was all love, though, and all love America and love Christians and, give a Jew a corned beef sandwich. But you didn't find anything else there?
Nope, not too much, and they took it down, so...
Why would they have removed the shooter's Facebook page, I wonder?
We don't
Something
wanna...
embarrassing, perhaps, that might cover up the government's cover-up?
Exactly.
I see. In other words, if they came up tomorrow that he was picked on because he was a Muslim and he snapped, then you can't prove that that's a lie by his Facebook page if there's no Facebook page. I see. Well, at least we know the government's doing its job.
Savage.
Well, America is getting the news, not first here, but certainly here as well as other places, that the shooter has a certain name, he has a certain background, and we're asking ourselves, are we allowed to even ask ourselves if that has any relevance? Of course it does. Sanity would dictate that it does. Every day we're brainwashed by the government into not even thinking what we think for survival. Everybody understands this except liberals who are mentally disordered. But, of course, when a liberal is assaulted or about to be assaulted in the street, you notice they don't call the ACLU. They dial 911 for a big strapping cop to come to their aid. But let's put that aside. The military are our big strapping cops. Without the military, we'd be on all fours braying to you-know-where or have our heads cut off. Let's be very clear what this is all about. Let's not delude ourselves what the war is all about. We know what the war is all about. And just as the fanatics have hijacked the religion of Islam, and I accept that, by the way, in that I actually know Muslims who despise the radicals more than you do because they've lost relatives to them in Morocco and Algeria. In other words, the middle-of-the-road Muslim could care less about this fanaticism. They hate it. They want the white picket fence. They want just what you have. That's the reality of it. That's the truth of it. But their religion has been hijacked by a small but phenomenally well-organized band of fanatics, just as the Democrat Party has been hijacked by a small but fanatically well-organized band of Leninists and Marxists who are trying to shovel health care, global warming, and you name it, down our throats. To me, it's as though Al-Qaeda took over the Democrat Party. Mark that one down. See if I care. To me, Nancy Pelosi and that group is like Al-Qaeda taking over Islam. And in the name of Islam, I cut your head off? Well, we know that they don't represent Islam. Are you telling me that Nancy Pelosi represents the Democrat Party? I got to tell you something. I grew up in a party of Democrats. My father was an immigrant. He voted Democrat every election of his life. He wasn't a conservative at all. I know many false biographies are out there on various sites. I grew up in a conservative house. My father was tough enough, but he was a Democrat. That's the way men were in those days if they were poor. I was an independent since the time I got screwed by affirmative action. I woke up to what the Democrats stood for. But I don't want to go into my life. I am telling you that you've been brainwashed for the last 25 years to the point that you may not even be able to defend yourself. And that goes right to this question today. We're learning today that Nidal Malik Hassan was a psychiatrist, no less. And we're about to get a soundbite for you that just came out from someone who worked with this man at Walter Reed. And what's shocking is that this co-worker of Nidal Malik Hassan claims that he was told by Hassan, while he worked with him, that Muslims can kill Americans in Afghanistan and Iraq, that they have a right to do so. Well, I guess his geographical bearings changed a little bit over the last few years. But the question is much larger, and there's nothing about being comedic in the political arena on a day like today that holds much water. That's all I can tell you. You can't make any jokes on a day like today. This is as serious as it gets. But the reason that the men and women who are dead today are dead is because of liberalism, the mental disorder. I stand by those words. I began in talk radio in 1994. And, you know, I started with things like borders, language, and culture. America needs to get some barbs on its berries. You know, it all sounded very cute. What do I mean by America needs to get some barbs on its berries? I put it in a biological framework. That a strawberry is very soft, and nature has permitted the berry, the plant itself, to evolve small barbs on the berries to keep insects and birds and whatnot away from the berry, or else it would be eaten immediately. There'd be no fruit. And I said, America has lost its barbs on its berries because the men who are tough enough to fight for us, the men who are tough enough to be our police and our military, and believe me, they're as tough, if not tougher, than these cowardly vermin that we are fighting. They're willing to face them down, but they're being told to fight with one hand behind their back. And we here are told, oh, don't look in certain places for any kind of problem. Don't be a reasonable home guard in any way. Don't join Homeland Security by saying, hey, I saw this or I saw that, because you might be accused of racism. You might be accused of racial profiling. So all of your survival skills have been denuded from you by the psychopaths who are running this country and their cohorts who have run us off the road over the last 20 years. I can go down, I can give you a litany. I've written one book after another about it. This is my viewpoint. This is my opinion. I live in a free country, and if you don't like it, it's too damn bad, because that's the way I see it. Now, if I were alone in these views, I wouldn't have the third largest talk show in America, and I wouldn't have had one bestseller after another. I wouldn't have 1.4 million listeners, viewers to my website, and 10 million people a week tuning into this radio show. No, I'm not alone. No, no. The Mandarins are in the minority, not me. The Mandarins are in the minority. What do I mean by Mandarins? The Mandarins are those with the long fingernails who ruled a country of 40 million people. There were 40,000 of them in ancient China. The Mandarins, they didn't do any manual labor. They were the bureaucrats. They let their hair, their nails grow long. They wore gowns. And the Mandarins destroyed China. All of the capitalism that was inherent in the Chinese culture at that point, I'm talking about the year 1100 approximately, if I remember my history at all. This was a productive capitalist nation, China, a semi-capitalist nation. They had 6-masted sailing ships when our ancestors were still basically in canoes. The Chinese were trading and developing businesses. And then along came this class of Mandarins that through regulation, bureaucracy, they crushed the development of these businesses in China. And they fell into disrepair. Warlords took over. Right now we have Mandarins in the United States of America. The Mandarins in Congress, as exemplified perhaps no better than by Nancy Pelosi, a woman so out of touch with reality that even liberals gasp when they hear her speak. Nobody can support this woman. Nobody can believe the things she says. The day after a stunning upset loss in New Jersey and Virginia, she says, "We won. We won. We won. Who are you going to believe, me or your wife?" That old joke. The woman comes home and finds her husband in bed with another woman, and he looks up at her and he says to her, "Who are you going to believe, me or your own eyes?" That's Nancy Pelosi. It's the Democrat Party. It's sort of the, as I said to you, to me, it's like the Taliban have taken over the Democrat Party. The Taliban fanatic left wing have hijacked an otherwise moderate party. You know I'm right. Now, we have a soundbite who worked with Hassan at Fort Hood. He was speaking on Fox News minutes ago. He heard Hassan say that Muslims had a right to attack Americans in Afghanistan and Iran. Do we have the soundbite, gentlemen?
He said precisely that maybe the Muslims should stand up and fight against the aggressor. And at first, you know, we thought he was talking about how, you know, Muslims should stand up and help the armed forces in Iraq and Afghanistan. And there was a couple other officers that were in the room and made the comment to him and said, "Well, how can you make that statement?" And Nadal kept on making the comments, "Well, maybe we should get out, and this is what Muslims should do. They should stand up to the aggressor."
Well, I guess he was a man who believed in what he said. I mean, you got to hand it to him. Very brave man. He had 2 loaded weapons, and there were men with no weapons, and he kept shooting one after the other. Very brave man. Very religious man. A real hero. A real hero. Oh, a real hero. I think we should bring in more into the military in order to make certain that we're sensitive to the needs of these people. I think we should have much more in the police and the military in order to make sure that none of them feel isolated and lonely and are liable to become ballistic, you know, like this. This shows you that we're not liberal enough. See, you're going to hear this tomorrow. He was disturbed by the picking on him because of his Muslim name, picking on him because of his Middle Eastern origins. And because of that, he just snapped from the pressure. Because America is, after all, a racist nation. And if you think I'm making this up, you're mistaken. I can guarantee you as I speak, this is being formulated by the United States government itself. Watch tomorrow. Mark, make me wrong. Make me wrong. Prove me wrong. Wait till you hear what comes out of the mouths of the Mandarins tomorrow. New York City, WOR Vito, go ahead. You're up in the Savage Nation.
You're not alone, Dr. Savage. When I first heard the news, let me tell you, I said terrorist.
Well, but the worst first word out of the FBI a minute after it happened was, "This is not a terrorist act." How did they know that?
You know why they did this. You remember what happened after 9/11? The stock market crashed. They're worried that on Monday morning, everybody's going to be selling all their stocks.
Well, okay, I can understand that. We want to make sure that the stock market is stable in order to make sure that Goldman Sachs continues to be able to buy airplanes and mansions around the world. I understand that, because after all, the country's run by Goldman Sachs, the Goldman Gate Bridge and all of that. We covered that yesterday. But that's neither here nor there. You know what they're going to say tomorrow.
Oh, we know it already. You pegged it.
I saw it. I saw Schlepp Smith on Fox News had the nerve to put a cousin of the shooter on the air who says he felt picked on because of his Muslim name. He felt he was being picked on. You hear this?
All the way down, I had a hunt for it. I had a hunt for this guy's name in the AP news story. It was down.
Oh yeah. Well, by tomorrow it'll be covered up. They'll rechange his name to John Smith or something to that effect. John Adam Smith. Or George Washington. Vito, we know what's going on, but the Mandarins don't want us to know what's going on. That's all there is to it. But again, look, we've had callers who said this is not the first time it's happened. There was a shooting at Fort Bragg, if you remember, by another Muslim. Not allowed to mention that. Mississippi Ed, go ahead, please. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you. Disabled combat vet. And the first thing I thought of was an incident that happened, maybe 10 years ago. Now, it was at Fort Bragg when somebody opened up on a bunch of Army personnel that were doing PT before the sun came up.
That's right. I think he was another practitioner of the same religion of peace.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I think he rolled a little grenade into a tent. Ed, it's terrible. It's just awful. Ed, this is horrible, just horrible that we are not told anything. But the worst thing is this. I watched this since it happened. I couldn't stop watching it. I searched every radio station I could find. And they were like, the weather is coming, and then the traffic on highway, and nothing. I couldn't find it. I turned on TV, click, 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 nothing. I'm searching for the shooter's identity. That's all I wanted. And I didn't think it was a Muslim, by the way. I'm telling you what my worst fears were. Just so you know how my mind works. My worst fears were that it was a cell of white guys who were trying a military coup and they would stop. And that they'd have an excuse now to push their whole agenda through. That was my worst nightmare, to be frank with you. And I'm glad to see that it wasn't an attempt at a military coup. But on the other hand, there are many people dead and many more people wounded. So now you have to ask yourself, the man who did it, does it matter that he was a mental health professional, psychiatrist? I don't know. Does that matter or not? Does it matter that Major Nadal Hassan was a Jordanian who was not a Muslim convert, we learned a minute ago, but he's a Muslim his entire life? Does that matter? I don't know. Does it matter that he had a certain religion? Does his birth name matter? Does his country of origin matter? Do the military's policy on religion matter, where all religions are now equal, including Wicca? Did you know that in the Army they practice witchcraft? Do you know that? Because of the psychopaths in the Clinton administration? They have put witchcraft on an equal basis with Christianity and Judaism, with Islam, with Buddhism, with Hinduism. They put witchcraft up there as an equal religion in the U.S. military. Do you know what's gone on in this country? Have you watched what has been going on? Well, do you know what your police face every day inside the police stations? Have you seen who the captains are? Have you seen who they put over their heads in the highest offices around the country? Have you seen what we had here in San Francisco for 10 years? A woman about 4'9" who couldn't, her hat fell off her head every day? That was the police chief. That's why the San Francisco Police Department, once a very fine police force, the morale is in the gutter. They got fire chiefs now who can't lift the hose that they put in there for political correctness. Anyway, look, we could talk about this till we're blue in the face. What is it going to do for us? You know that the spinmeisters in the government are going to come out tomorrow that although he was a Muslim, it had nothing to do with the shooting. It was because he was under stress. As a matter of fact, we were sorry to tell you he was even picked on by non-Muslims over the years, and he simply cracked, and this proves that we must be even more tolerant tomorrow, and as a result, we're going to make certain that there's diversity training across the military. In fact, we're going to stop the war and bring everyone home for diversity training to make certain that they're even more sensitive to members of minority religions, because that is our new religion. Our new religion is multiculturalism. This is the new religion, multiculturalism. 1-800-449-8255. The biggest embarrassment today is the president himself. Before this hour comes to an end, I feel obligated, not because I'm looking for trouble or because I enjoy doing this. I really did want to hear what Obama had to say. And I know he was at some Indian thing. He was addressing Native American leaders about the health care bill, the Department of the Interior, as a result of Obamacare, and how he needed every one of the votes in every teepee, because they saw they took a shellacking in New Jersey and Virginia, and they wanted to make sure that they could come out to vote next time. So he's going on and on about it, saying, okay, now the president's about to speak about the massacre at Fort Hood. And here's what he said for two minutes and 10 seconds. Listen to this.
Please, everybody, have a seat. Let me, first of all, just thank Ken and the entire Department of the Interior staff for organizing just an extraordinary conference. I want to thank my
I was
cabinet
waiting
members
every second for something about the shooting. I swear to God he did this.
Today. I hear
this
that
is Bush in a child's
Mr.
chair.
Joe Medicine Crow was around, and so I want to give a shout out to that congressional medal.
He made jokes. They were laying him. Dead there. The guy went on and on with his community organizing.
My understanding is that
listen,
you had an extremely productive conference.
Okay, let's stop right here. This is the President of the United States. Did not break from the script, did not go off the teleprompter. The nation was waiting for leadership, and all I got was Alfred E. Newman. I'll be right back.
Savage.
There's new information coming out by the minute here. He's a psychiatrist. The massacre at Fort Hood was conducted by Army Major Nidal Malik Hassan. He is a psychiatrist. Allegedly, allegedly he was born in Jordan, and he was not a Muslim convert. He's been a Muslim all his life. Let's put that on the table. That's what we know so far. And I want to reiterate again that because this is a breaking story, and although this show is primarily a show about commentary, we've got to try to get our facts straight. Because this is a breaking story, some things will be said today that will be proved to be false or incorrect. Some things will prove to be dead on, and some things will have no meaning whatsoever. So I'm going to give it to you as I get it. The Army major suspected of the massacre on unarmed soldiers as they were preparing to deploy overseas at Fort Hood has been identified. He's an Army psychiatrist. His name is Nidal Malik Hassan, and there is one other man. We had the congressman on who said there's initially two men were arrested right after the shooting. They have been released, but that there is one other suspect who is in custody. We don't know his identity or where he is, and I'm asking a couple of questions today. We've got a lot of dead soldiers and civilians, by the way, and a lot of injured. When we say injured, we don't mean a hangnail. We mean life, a life of pain. I love when people say that they're survivors. I just love this, the Upper East Side New Yorkers, because they went through a home renovation. Oh, I'm a survivor. Oh, I got through the renovation. Oh, I'm a survivor. I think I'll go out for a dinner tonight. We're asking questions today. Why are the Mandarins in Congress silent? Why are these people silent on a day like today? Where is the leadership from Obama? Where is the leadership from the leadership? When the leaders will not lead, the people must lead the leaders. That's something I remember from the 70s. It was written by liberals. But now that we have fanatics, you don't hear that anymore.
Savage.
Visit TRNCentral.com, your one stop for news and all things talk radio. That's TRNCentral.com.
Are you living the kind of lifestyle you'd like to be living, or just getting by? Wouldn't it be better if you were earning more and had total control over your financial future? This is Roger Pasquier. I became a millionaire at age 23, doubled it by 33, and retired at 43. How did I do it? By finding good ideas and then taking action to make money. Now in my search for new opportunities, I've found one of the best ideas I've ever seen, and I want to share it with you. Not earning what you think you should be, or maybe you have the desire to become an entrepreneur and do your own thing, then this is for you. Here's an idea so powerful that it can generate an income equal to a CEO salary, and you can do it from the comfort of your own home. Write this number down now, 1-800-447-9848. We've already helped thousands increase their earnings dramatically. Generate a new income stream starting today. Call now, 1-800-447-9848. That's 1-800-447-9848.
Warning, The Michael Savage Show contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. Here is Michael Savage.
For whom the bell tolls, 12 dead, 30 wounded, that's the count now from one malcontent psychiatrist, no doubt, no less, at Fort Hood. We've all heard it by now. I mean, I had to search for hours to find out his name. We finally found out his name. Now we know his background. We're not allowed to mention that he was a Muslim, but he was a Muslim. Major Nidal Malik Hassan, psychiatrist. And by the way, it's come out now, people are searching for his background, that he had not been deployed. So don't give me the rubbish that he had a post-traumatic stress disorder, which I'm sure they would like to tell you that the war is this and he came back. He didn't go to the war. He was about to go to the war and he didn't want to go. But let's put that aside. He was at Walter Reed for 6 years before being transferred to the boondocks at Fort Hood in July. And the officials who had access to Dr. Hassan's military record, the shooter, said he received a poor performance evaluation while at Walter Reed. We don't know what poor performance means. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because military records are confidential. Now, we know that the shooter, Hassan, was born in Virginia, single, no children. And strangely, he graduated from Virginia Tech University, where he was a member of the ROTC and earned a bachelor's degree in biochem in 97. Hassan received his medical degree from the military's Uniformed Service University of Health Sciences in Bethesda in 01. At Walter Reed, he did his internship, residency, and a fellowship. We are still not sure because officials said they're investigating whether Hassan was his birth name or if he may have changed his name possibly as part of a conversion to Islam. All we know is that men are dead and many, many more are wounded. And we know he did it. And we also know that as of right now, the two people who were arrested right after the shooting have been released because we had a congressman on whose staffer was in there. They released the two people who were initially arrested with him. And right now there's one additional person who was involved in the shooting who's in custody. We don't know who he is. The big tragedy today, and the big scandal today, is that when we waited for leadership from Barack Hussein Obama, instead for 2 minutes he talked about the health care bill, when he had an opportunity to show real leadership. He did not go off script. He did not go off the teleprompter. It was shocking. It's just a shocking that he had the nerve to say after 2.5 minutes about it, he's a commander-in-chief. We're going to get the commander-in-chief. It's unbelievable how the country's been hijacked. But let's not talk about Obama. Let's not talk about Madam Secretary. Let us talk about this situation today. The shooting at Fort Hood. Psychiatrist kills 11, 12 people, wounds 30 people or more. The worst mass shooting in history at a U.S. military base by a Muslim, by the way. Now, you say, well, by a Muslim, why is that important? Why didn't you leave that out? Well, I'm asking you a question. Is the fact that he's a Muslim important or not? Seems to me that if he was Timothy McVeigh, we'd hear that he was a Christian, and we'd even know what church he was in, and by now Wolf Blitzer would be urinating on himself outside the shooter's house. MSNBC would be urinating on his school teachers, urinating on themselves to get to the school teachers. Why are we hearing nothing about his background? Why are they not knocking on the doors of his family? Why haven't they visited his imam? Where's his imam? What mosque did he attend? We had a caller in the last hour on the Savage Nation who said that he went on to Facebook and found the shooter's Facebook page, and it was filled with strange affiliations, but the Facebook page has since been removed. 1-800-449-8255. And I want to reiterate again, before you jump to conclusions about me, that I have Muslim acquaintances. I'm not saying that I'm dear friends, you know, and this, and I'm not going to give you that rubbish. I meet people. I talk to people. I've had Muslim people I know from Morocco and Algeria who've lost relatives to the fanatics. They hate them more than you do because they actually know the face of the fanatics in the Islamic world. They hate them more than you do, and they fear them more than you do. Over 30,000 Moroccans have been killed by these fanatics over the years before the military stepped in and finally got control of Al-Qaeda. Okay, so don't tell me I don't understand the difference between a small group of fanatics who can hijack a whole religion. And I have made an analogy that I stick by. Just as a small group of fanatics have hijacked Islam, for whom most Muslims are like you and I. What they want to do is they want to raise a family, be left alone, and make a living. That's the absolute truth. So let's say there's a small percentage who are fanatics who want to convert or kill. I say that it's the same in the Democrat Party. A small group of fanatics like Al-Qaeda have taken over the Democrat Party. They have hijacked an otherwise moderate centrist party, and they have converted into something out of the ex-Soviet Union. I stand by that. To me, Nancy Pelosi and the others who are railroading us with the health care bills that nobody wants except those who are going to benefit from it, climate change bills that we know are fraudulent and just a boondoggle. It's the same thing as Al-Qaeda taking over a stream of Islam. And that's why I say to you, what entered your mind when you first heard this? Oh, I know what entered my mind. Who did it? All I wanted to know was who did it? My worst fear was that it was a small group of, frankly, white Christians who were a member of a militia cell who wanted to pull off a military coup. That would have been the worst nightmare of all. It's not that anyone would be less dead. It's just that what if that had happened? I was saying, my God, there'd be martial law in the country 10 minutes later. But that didn't happen. But now it's the same tragedy anyway. People are dead. People are wounded. And America's asking, how did this happen and why? And what does it say about the Muslims in general? Muslims in the military, Muslims in the police departments. I mean, people are asking that. Let's clear the air. What does it say about that? We're not allowed to ask it because that's what? Racial and religious profiling? Well, I'm asking it. You go to hell if you don't like it. How's that? You can go to Jordan, Egypt, Syria. I don't care where you go. You can go to hell if you don't like my question, because that's what most Americans are asking themselves today. And I don't need a Mandarin from the Obama administration to tell me what I'm allowed to think. You think for yourself. Don't let that band of psychopathic Mandarins tell you what you're allowed to think. It's only by thinking that you'll be able to break free of these Mandarins. Take a look who's on the committee that writes taxes for America, Charlie Rangel. Charlie Rangel is on the health care committee and the tax writing committee. Can you imagine? And then take a look at the rogues gallery that was in the White House since January. Yeah, take a look at the rogues gallery of visitors that was brushed up by the Mandarin's friends in the media. Phoenix, Arizona, Al, you're on the Savage Nation.
How you doing, Mr. Savage? Let me say it's a pleasure. Let me tell you, I'm an American first. I'm a decorated veteran, and I'm also a Democrat. And when I heard what happened, it felt like I got kicked in the stomach. I had to pull to the side of the road and compose myself. It's unbelievable. And whether...
But what was the... Before you... What was the first thought that went through your mind when you heard about the massacre at Fort Hood? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What was your first thought?
All I could say was, oh, my God, what happened? Who did it? I think
who did it? In other words, the first reaction of a human is, who did it?
Did it. And the thing is that, you know, I'm a veteran from these wars, from these two wars. And I tell you what, the first thing is, like, what happened? Did somebody lose their mind? Because, you know, it's possible. But when I heard who it was... And what it was, I tell you what, the branch that I serve in the Army, we've had to deal with individuals like this. And I tell you what, I'm sick and tired. I was sick and tired of working with people like that because you never knew. You could never turn your back on them. You could never really trust them. And we had to work with them. And I tell you what, that made me sick, sick to my stomach, having to smell these people. Deal with these people. Knowing
you know,
that.
Put him inside the nuclear facilities. Go ahead, put him inside and give him the red key. Put him in the nuclear facility to show what a good country we are.
You know what? And like I said, I'm a Democrat.
Let me ask you another question. Are American citizens allowed to move to Egypt or Jordan and join the military over there? I don't think so.
No, they're not. They're
Would
not.
An American Christian be allowed to go and join the military in Saudi Arabia or in Jordan? Or do you think he might be put into a special category and put on a special watch list?
No, it would...
All right, let's let it go with that. That's all. You got my point of view. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Are you listening to the Savage Report? The massacre at Fort Hood is the only story of the day worth talking about. And the complete and absolute failure of the administration in not only saying anything about it, but in saying anything to the people that would comfort them. The suspect in the shooting who is dead is Nadal Malik Hassan. They say he was born in Virginia. It's coming out now that he is a pious, lifelong Muslim. This came out from ABC News, if that's of any interest to you. Hassan was born in Virginia. His parents were originally from Jordan. His cousin told ABC News that Major Hassan had two brothers, one in the U.S. and the other in Jerusalem. His parents have passed away, and the cousin described him as a pious, lifelong Muslim. Now, the question that I would ask if I were an investigator who was free to ask questions would be, which mosque was he most recently attending? The FBI, Naval Intelligence, whoever. First thing is I knock on the door of the mosque. I'd like to find out who the imam was. That's all. Start there. And see if you can work your way backwards through there. But I doubt that will be done, because I suppose that would be illegal for them to use common sense. After all, Mandarins are not known for common sense. 1-800-449-8255. Visit me online tonight, because all night long I'm going to be updating michaelsavage.com. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. The minute this happened, all I wanted to know was who did it and what was behind it. What am I going to say? I'm glad to tell you that only 12 died and only 31 were injured? No, I'm not glad about any of this. I'm not glad about any of this. I'm very saddened by this, especially by the complete lack of leadership by President Obama, who was expected to give leadership during this thing at the Indian Reservation. The whole nation was waiting. He's about to address the Shahood. And for 2 minutes, he thanks the chief running horse and chief ha-ha and a thank you for this and thank you for that. And then he gets around to the Fort Hood massacre. He was looking at the teleprompter. It was a George Bush moment. Remember Bush 9/11, the little chair in the schoolroom? We didn't stop hearing about it from the libs. They're covering up already what he did here, that he didn't even talk about it till 2 minutes and 20 seconds into the Native American speech. And by the way, while you're at it, before I go back to this, remember they blamed Bush for Katrina, the act of God? They said he conspired to let the levees collapse because he hated black people. Do you remember what was said? Do you remember what was said by people? Where are enough shots of vaccine for this Mexican flu? which they now call H1N1. I call it Mexican flu because that was the country of origin before they covered it up with H1N1 to give you the mumbo jumbo. They used to call it, remember, Asian flu, they used to call it Spanish flu. The country of origin was very important, just as the perpetrator of a massacre is important to know where he's from and why he did it. The minute they name him, why don't they rename him now? Change his name to H1N2 now. Turn it into another name. Don't call him Nadal Malik Hassan. It's liable to make some racists become operative. No, change his name to H1N3 or whatever you want. In other words, do what the government does. Double talk everybody and confuse the people. Why are troops shot dead? Why were they not armed? How did he get in there? Why was the military policeman on duty a contractor? That's what I read so far. When did the military start hiring contractors as military policemen? Answer, when George Bush and his cronies figured out how to grift out more money from the tax base. They don't even have cooks in the military over there anymore. They hire contractors to charge $12-15 a plate of food for our troops. And if the guy goes back for another potato, they charge $15 again through the contractor. Don't you understand why Bush was thrown out of office? The military-industrial complex people said enough is enough. The war went on too long. It was dragged out for the money. Now we're in Afghanistan. Obama's the president. The same thing is going on. Why are there military contractors as MPs at a military base? Why were they not armed? Do you know who stopped them? It was not a soldier who shot him. It was not even a military policeman who shot him. He was shot dead by Hassan. The local police sent in a SWAT team to stop this maniac, and one of them died in the fire. They had to use a SWAT team to go in there in a military base. It's almost embarrassing. You know, if you were al-Qaeda sitting in a cave looking at this, you'd say, boy, are they weak. Here's the biggest military base in the world. It's the head of the armored division, and one guy could go in with two handguns and blow away 40 people. Wow, what a weak nation. What happened? Why they let their guard down? I thought America was a nation. What's going on? Why are the men not armed? Why is every military person not carrying a sidearm? That's a military. I thought you're in the military, you get a gun. What are they in there for? Let me take the calls right now. Let's go to Houston, Texas. Muhammad, let's make these quick. We got a lot of people. Muhammad, please say your piece. Thanks for being on the air.
Yes, sir. As a Muslim, I wanted to just thank you for clarifying to the other listeners of your show that this man, he was a radical Muslim, not an actual Orthodox Muslim, meaning that once he actually committed acts of terrorism, he did not follow the path of Islam anymore. He was just following whatever he decided to do. And I just want to...
I agree with you, and that's why I said it, and I wanted to clear the air. I'm not going to sit here and say that every Muslim's a terrorist. I'm not going to say that. I'm not going to say it. On the other hand, we can't ignore the fact that he was a Muslim, can we?
Even if he was a Christian, I would still wish to know, because then I would wish to know...
Thank you. That's exactly right. Had he turned out to be a Buddhist, which he isn't, you'd want to know what sect of Buddhism tells a man he can do this. That's exactly correct. It's common sense, and only in using common sense can we all stand together. Otherwise, as sure as I'm standing here, we're all going to fall together. I'll tell you that. We'll fall one at a time unless we all stand together. And we don't need the Mandarins to tell us what to think. Thank you very much.
Savage.
The massacre at Fort Hood today by Malik Hassan. Wait a minute. Isn't that a Muslim name, or I'm not allowed to ask? It wasn't Jim Smith, was it? Malik Hassan did the shooting, and I'm not supposed to say, wait a minute, was this a Muslim cell inside the military? Oh, excuse me for asking the question. Obama, I guess, was busy with his health care. Malik Nadal Hassan, huh?
I got to get into some just horrific breaking news that's coming in right now. And Killeen, Texas is the place, home of Fort Hood. There has just been an awful shooting at Fort Hood.
Possibly two or three gunmen. I'm being told right now, we apologize again. This is a breaking news story. We're getting information in every minute on it.
There is a man in custody, according to authorities. The man who is believed to be responsible is now in custody.
Two, possibly three shooters have opened fire. Military police are returning that fire on Fort Hood.
It is unclear how many victims there are. So
the base is in lockdown. Nobody in, nobody out.
Do we actually have a terrorist incident?
Fort Hood is the largest military installation in the world.
Authorities are still trying to determine whether those responsible are civilians and or military personnel.
There are multiple shooters, and not one, but at least two.
Now, we don't have any information so far as to who these suspects are.
They now confirm 7 people are dead and 20 people are wounded.
They were possibly wearing military uniforms when the shooting happened.
We know they were in Army fatigues. What we don't know is if they were Army. We don't know if they were pretending to be Army, if that's how they sneaked on the base. We don't know anything.
Now, the coverage of this attack has let us know that we're still in danger from the insane media. Listen to the dithering idiot, Wolf Blitzer. Give these insane murderers the benefit of the doubt.
Do you know, Senator, if that individual, the one who was shot and wounded, the shooter, the alleged shooter, I should say, was wearing a military uniform?
I'm told that they were in military uniform, yes, but that didn't necessarily mean that they were military.
Now, did you hear him, the alleged shooter? This idiot's the reason our nation's in mortal danger, Blitzer. Listen to some interesting information about the shooter now.
Senior administration officials have said that the captured shooter is an Army major, and I'm quoting here, with an Arabic-sounding name. That is the information that is coming in. They're saying no intelligence to the attack that suggests any kind of a plot against Fort Hood. But this administration official added it could be criminal, but no intelligence to an attack or a suggested plot here.
Arabic-sounding name? Well, we now know it's Malik Nadal Hassan. Of course, the FBI immediately said there's no terrorism involved because I guess he wasn't a white man. And apparently the president wasn't involved either. Of course, we were told that the president was briefed about the shooting.
Let me, first of all, just thank Ken and the entire Department of the Interior staff for organizing just an extraordinary conference. I want to thank my cabinet members and senior administration officials who participated today. I hear that Dr. Joe Medicine Crow was around, and so I want to give a shout out to that Congressional Medal of Honor winner. Good to see you. My understanding is that you had an extremely productive conference. I want to thank all of you for coming and for your efforts. And I want to give you my solemn guarantee that this is not the end of a process, but a beginning of a process, and that we are going to follow up. We are going to follow up. Every single member of my team understands that this is a top priority for us. I want you to know that, as I said this morning, this is not something that we just give lip service to. And we are going to keep on working with you to make sure that the first Americans get the best possible chances in life in a way that's consistent with your extraordinary traditions and culture and values.
I screamed to myself, my God, doesn't Obama realize what's going on around him? The man should understand the nation was waiting for him to show leadership. He took minutes to get around to saying something about the massacre at Fort Hood.
I have to say, though, that beyond that, I had planned to make some broader remarks about the challenges that lay ahead for Native Americans, as well as collaboration with our administration. But as some of you might have heard, there has been a tragic shooting at the Fort Hood Army base in Texas. We don't yet know all the details at this moment. We will share them as we get them. What we do know is that a number of American soldiers have been killed, and even more have been wounded in a horrific outburst of violence.
My God, is this the man America elected as president? God help us all.
Savage.
Now, the reason I had to replay that for you is because we knew more than the president did about the number of people who were shot and the number of people who were wounded And he was going on and on as though it was just another little story that he had to cover. Now, why is that important? Because when Bush was blamed for a natural disaster called Katrina, it went on for 6 years. Do you remember that? Do you remember this? Well, anyway, let's move back to the situation right now in Fort Hood and ask ourselves a couple of questions. The most important thing I think for you to remember tonight is the fact that the shooter, Nedal Malik Hassan, had no prior overseas deployments. And the reason that's critical is because they're going to use the word post-traumatic stress disorder tomorrow, or they would have used it, to try to explain it away. Can't use post-traumatic stress disorder. He had never been deployed. That's number one. That's unless you consider that he was deployed from Walter Reed to Texas, and to him that was the equivalent of going overseas. I don't know. But let's not be comedic in the political arena. He was not deployed overseas. It was not post-traumatic stress disorder. So that number nullifies the first thing that the Mandarins and the government would like to tell you to explain it away so that you don't put two and two together. They don't want you to add up two and two and come up with four. They want you to put two and three together and come up with nine and then make sure that you rely upon your officials to soothe you. Okay. Shootings in deployment center. So what do we know about him? He's a psychiatrist. His parents were born in Jordan. The cousin described him as a pious, lifelong Muslim. That's interesting. Parents described him as a pious, lifelong Muslim. So I would say if I were an investigator, I would ask myself, first of all, which mosque did he go to? And I wanted to grill the imam. That would be the first thing I would do. I wouldn't look for any psychological evaluation. First thing is the knock on the door at the mosque, number one. Okay, what mosque did he go to? And what was the imam's name? Where's the imam from? And what were they putting in his head? That's all I want to know. That's to start with. Let's rule that out. Was it a radical mosque he was in? Was a moderate mosque? I mean, there are radical churches, there are moderate churches, there are liberal churches, right? Same applies to all religions. I don't know where he went, what he was doing. I do know this. I'm going to repeat it again and again and again. We had a caller in the last hour who found this man's Facebook page, went on it, found connections to rather suspicious groups, and his Facebook page was soon taken down and removed. You can't find it anymore. He said there were connections and links to Arabic links. Well, one was, I apologize to Allah. Did you remember that? Yeah. One of the groups he belonged to on Facebook with other individuals was a group called I Apologize to Allah. Can you believe this? What was that group? Who are they? Maybe the FBI can look into that one. We're trying to help them because when the leaders won't lead the people have to lead the leaders because we're not bound by the same rule books yet. See, we don't read any diversity manuals. We don't have to think 15 times before you engaging our brain. If we see a whack job as Speaker of the House who looks like she's from another planet, we say it. If we see a woman who, after taking a real shellacking in New Jersey and Virginia, gets up and says, we won and the American people want health care, we know she's out of touch with reality. If we see a president who gets up and talks about Native American health care after a tragedy like this for 2 minutes and 20 seconds, we know that we're in real trouble. Instead of coming out with an armband, a black armband, and somberness, we interrupt because nothing. He went on. The teleprompter went on and on and on about health care for Native Americans. Okay, so I open it up to you. Even though I've lost my Telos connection, I'll take the callers. Guys, put up a caller right now on the Savage Nation call board. Go ahead. Anyone is up that you wish. Go ahead, please. Yes, who's up, please?
Okay. Oh, Dr. Michael Savage, what a good soul are you. Ah, you are someone that...
Right, but what's on your mind today? I'm glad you like me, and I'm glad that you feel good, but what's on your mind right now?
Mr. Obama, he doesn't know how to speak American. He doesn't even have American instincts. I'm telling you, my son is on his way for his third tour in Iraq. My nephew is on his way right now as we speak to Afghanistan, and they don't have any leadership, and they're fighting for our country. And what are they fighting for? We don't even know what's happening right now. And then they're going to go back to their forts, and they're not even safe. I've had enough. I'm writing my congressman every day, and I'm writing him, lead those people in Iraq, lead those people in Afghanistan, or get them the hell out of there.
I agree with you. Let them all kill each other if that's what they want. The British got kicked out after two attempts to subdue the tribes in Afghanistan. What in the world do they think we're going to achieve by being there? But the issue today is not Afghanistan, is it? The issue is the enemy within, is it not?
That's right.
The issue is the enemy within. Let's lay our cards on the table. How many other wild cards are about to explode in this country? We've been told over and over again to expect a terrorist attack. Homeland Security, even as near as a month ago, said there are cells in this country. Did we not hear that from Janet Napolitano? She said there are cells in this country, said it a month ago, and we can expect an attack. There's no way to control them all because some of them are rogues and they're random. And yet the first thing we hear today is this was not an act of terrorism. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if the death of 12 or 13 and the injury and life-sustaining injuries, I mean, for really serious injuries, a bullet wound is not you going through a house renovation and you say you're a survivor and you treat yourself to a trip to Cancun. No, no, you're not a survivor. Someone who gets shot in a military base is a survivor. So you've got over 12 dead, over 30 wounded, the single largest massacre in American history on a military base. And this is not an act of terrorism? What is an act of terrorism? Can anyone explain it to me? What is an act of terrorism? I'd like to know the answer to that question when I come back right here on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Talking about the massacre at Fort Hood, and we have new information out minutes ago. Surviving Fort Hood shooting suspect arrested at golf course, officer says. A senior officer was playing golf Thursday near Fort Hood, told CNN he witnessed the arrest of one of the two surviving suspects of the shooting at the Army installation. Shortly after the shooting, the officer said military police told him to clear the course, and he saw other MPs surround the building that held the golf carts. The senior officer said he ducked into a nearby house for cover as 30 to 40 cars carrying MPs approached. The witness said he saw a soldier in battle dress uniform, his hands in the air. The MPs ordered him to lie on the ground and open his uniform, presumably to ensure he was not carrying explosives, the senior officer said. He said an MP told him that authorities considered the man to be a suspect in the shootings after having overheard the man say he was with the shooter. The man was surrounded for 25 to 30 minutes until a convoy of vehicles arrived led by a Ford Crown Victoria and carrying men in suits, and he was taken away, the senior officer said. There are other information coming out momentarily here. Nadal Malik Hassan was born in the U.S. He attended high school in Northern Virginia, graduated from Virginia Tech. He was not born overseas. He said that his cousin was a Muslim all his life. He was not a convert. You hear this? Now, what's very, very important is that he had no prior overseas deployment. And that's important to know because the government will try to say that this is post-traumatic stress disorder and write it off at that. But it's not post-traumatic stress disorder. In fact, retired Major General Robert Scales told Fox News the massacre did not appear to be the act of a mentally ill or extremely stressed person. He said this was a deliberate act of execution. Why? Because information has come out that Hassan was not shooting randomly, but was targeting people he knew. He targeted people he knew. Now, we'll have to wait and see the list of those killed and wounded tomorrow to put two and two together here. You know it will be very telling to see who he targeted. Who he targeted will be very, very telling. 1-800-449-8255. We also know that Hassan made statements in the past that you should know about. He told colleagues at Walter Reed that the U.S. should not be in Iraq and Afghanistan. He expressed happiness about the shooting of two soldiers by a Muslim convert outside an Arkansas recruiting center in June. Did you hear that one? He expressed happiness about the shooting of two soldiers by a Muslim convert outside an Arkansas recruiting center in June. Did you hear any of this? But you can't put two and two together. Because if you do, you know who you'll hear from. No. You put all of your common sense aside. No, you listen to the Mandarins. They're the ones who know best for you. Take a look at Nancy Pelosi's face and her voice. Just trust in her. Trust in the teleprompter people. San Diego John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, I just got your book in the mail today, Banned in Britain. Speaking of our allies across the pond, I'm wondering how they're going to spin this around in their local media or around the world in general.
Well, you know what they'll say. They'll say that Muslims are picked on in America, and this is what happens when minorities are picked on.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if this is Joe Biden.
Well, you see, if every American were forced into a detainment center to get diversity training and have their brains washed, perhaps this wouldn't happen. In fact, if we went the next step and actually converted to Islam, this wouldn't happen.
Right. I'm wondering if this is his test that Joe Biden was talking about in 6 to 10 months or whatever, that our leader will be tested and we have to stick with him.
Well, I think he was tested and he failed as far as I'm concerned. I was shocked at what he was doing. He was going on and on about the Native American health thing without saying a word about it. And then he shifted around. Oh, next topic. Let's see. Well, our heart goes out to the brave men and women, blah, blah, blah.
Forward to reading your book. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Banned in Britain, great book. Warned you about it, why I was banned in Britain. I told you it was the New World Order. I told you there are emails, by the way, as a side note, not directly unrelated to this. There are emails that were found in the British government, where they said Michael Savage must be put on the list of banned individuals to balance the list, i.e., to make sure they're not all Muslims. So, you know, you want me to be Billy Budd? You want me to be crucified because you're a coward? That's what you want? New York City, WOR, Deborah, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, hi, Dr. Savage. I think I have some answers for you. As soon as it happened, the first thing I thought of was sleeper cell conspiracy, because it was a fort. And a fort is something that you breach to get into. So you have to know what you're doing, number one.
Okay.
They look. People have to be very intelligent. He's an expert marksman, they said. I think there was more than two people. I think you're going to see a lot more of these things going on around the country now that they see how Obama handled it. And I also think that...
Oh, you mean Obama not getting angry? Obama not marshaling any rage or anger toward the murderers?
No leadership.
It was just nothing, no leadership. It was like, now, oh, yes, in addition to the health care for Native Americans, oh, yes, our hearts go out, blah, blah, blah. I know, I couldn't believe it. I never saw such a failure of leadership in my life. It was worse than George Bush on the little chair after 9/11, I must say.
And the other thing that gets to me is, where is our intelligence? How do they let a man like this complain and not check Facebook, not check his background?
Well, because our intelligence is busy checking on Americans who might actually be worried about these things. Does that answer your question? Remember who Napolitano targeted? Returning combat veterans. Not Army psychiatrists who have said they're happy about the killing of innocent soldiers at recruiting centers. They're too busy looking at returning Army veterans. You get it?
I screamed at the TV today. I did a Dr. Savage, and I started screaming when the FBI came out and said immediately it was...
That's right. No terrorism like they did in Los Angeles after an Egyptian went crazy at an El Al booth 10 years ago and said it was not terrorism. Yeah, we know what to expect.
Savage.